rumblings of revolution.
Revolution.
The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
You know how we do it, coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the big baby, P.
What up, y'all?
And to my left, Miss Sarah Force.
What the hell am I here for?
What is up, Internet, and the great city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. So, yeah, we're minus Sarah Force today.
We figured out what she was here for. Nothing.
Oh, man. That was a low blow, Pat.
She gave me one of those last week.
That's what's going to happen now. Now that, like, you were gone that one time, we're like, well, I can't Pat drive in the snow. Now Sarah's gone. I was like, every time yeah. somebody's going to be God, you could be prepared to defend yourself.
No, she can't defend herself. There's no defending this.
Yeah,
especially
she's not
when she's bent over, you know, face down, ass
that
up.
That is an onslaught. The likes of She Might Dig.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, because I dug all up in them guts.
Big Doug.
Dig Doug. That was an excellent video game way back in like 1984.
HydroHarrys.com.
Whoa. Wait, hold on.
HydroHarrys
yeah,
as
pertaining to a system
hydroponics,
of
hydroponics, yes. Oh. I'm sitting here looking at an ad in the Metro Times. Look at the font on this thing. The heading is
that.
Hydroponics.
Hydroponics.
Hydro Harry is apparently Michigan's largest indoor/outdoor garden center, in business for over 58 years and still growing.
Still growing?
Still growing.
Right.
Wow. And I'm sure his name's not actually Harry. It's
right.
Just Harry Buds.
Hopefully.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hydroponic gardening, simple and easy. Grow plants in your home without soil. Plants grow quicker and are ready to harvest sooner.
How the hell do we get a hold of Hydro Harry?
Yeah.
www.hydroharrys.com. www.hydroharrys.com. Open 7 days a week at 24,500
to quinder. Wow.
Yeah, we've hit an all-time low.
What the fuck?
That's just so you people know, when we got nothing, we just read from the Metro Times.
Read from the Metro Times, our closest source of news.
Potentially a real Detroit we might throw in there.
Anything else in there, Pat, that looks relatively interesting?
I know Thursday we missed Girls Gone Wild.
Read your
Oh, we did. That was at the Hayloft.
I saw the van. I'm driving along 696 at 8 in the morning towards work, and there's the fucking Girls Gone Wild van, like giant, like a RV next to me, all painted up. And I kid you not, I'm like, look at the douchebags surrounding that. Dude just slowing down. It was surrounded by cars of like dudes like rubbernecking, looking all up in there. And shit. I'm like, they're not going wild right now on the van.
It's like they're going wild. They're going wild at 8 in the fucking morning.
So,
like,
and then I started thinking, maybe they are. So I slowed
down. Let me
down.
Slow down too.
I got caught in the web of douchery.
It's right, because it's like you're thinking that they're not doing it, but you're not thinking wild, man.
No,
you're thinking mild.
You should see the pictures. You should see the pictures they got painted on this fucking bus,
I'd be
dude.
Pissed off because I'd be held up. I'd be like, God damn it. None of you idiots have a chance with these bras.
Sure. Also, you know, maybe you're driving your kids to daycare. Mommy, what does going wild mean? Oh, as if you don't know, Mom.
It's what I do on the weekends.
Yes, exactly.
I'm wondering what Robert Loggia thinks about Girls Gone Wild.
He loves it. Here we go. What about all that, dude? Look, where are you watching the game at next week, P?
You know what? I don't know yet.
Huh.
I'm still trying to figure out where it's going to be the most skanky bitches.
I'm weighing the option.
Pat and his never-ending quest.
Weighing the option of, actually going out, you know, to a bar scenario.
Like,
a couple things down around Mount Clemens going on. But there's also, you know, like the house parties. To me, I think that's always the better thing to do. Go fucking hit a house pad.
Hell yeah.
Drink too much and not have to drive too far.
Hopefully not OD. On a random soup of pills. Like coming home from that Halloween,
the Halloween party.
I don't remember how we got home.
And still had to do the show next day, so I had to do like a quick check. I called you. I'm like, what's going on, man? Are we still doing this? Because I just woke up at like 2. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Joe looks like a washed up anchor man. Like, and the image that I had in my head was exactly correct when I showed up.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, wow.
It's like all pale. His hair was all fucked up. He looked like a mess.
Looked like the cracked out Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy on drugs.
Stay classy, Detroit.
People know me.
Yeah, there were like pictures taken. Like I was at the corner of the studio with a drumstick, all like huddled up in the corner, like terrified.
The infamous "you fell in a box" night.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the same night I fell in the box.
We should have left you in the box.
I don't.
You'd still be there.
You'd be like Oscar the Grouch and just live there.
Wait for my box. It's all I got.
Just pop up with trash on your head occasionally.
Live in a fucking trash can.
Live in a trash can.
One of Tap Water Productions' important clients come in, and I'm just waiting.
Oh, that's all. And he just lives in that box.
Get away from my box.
Yeah, don't get too close.
Back the fuck up away from my box, boy.
Huh. Anyway. I also decided not to do any betting this year. I'm just going to call it and say that I kind of hope AZ wins. Although I do like Roethlisberger, that motherfucker can throw, right. Boy.
Like the Cardinals can get through Pittsburgh.
Dude, yeah. Well, like the Cardinals should have been here at all is the thing. You know, they should have fucked. They get won a wild card game. Didn't
I don't.
They?
I don't understand. Why? Look, the Arizona Cardinals have made it to the Super Bowl. You know, why the hell can the Detroit Lions year after year they just crap themselves?
Because nobody on the Detroit Lions is juicing. Kurt Warner is juicing.
Whatever, man.
I'm 100% sure.
You think so?
I am 100% sure. I saw him admit to juicing.
Who? It's the Arizona Cardinals and Super Bowl.
You mean like
the
mashing of mangoes, oranges, and other random fruits?
Juicing.
Oh, steroid injections into the buttocks.
The fuck are you talking about? No, man, I'm talking about Jack LaLanne.
What?
He was on Jack LaLanne's commercial talking about juicing.
Oh.
Because LaLanne's been juicing since the 50s.
Why does everything wind up having to be injected into the buttocks for you?
I don't know. Man.
You know what? No, you know what?
It's like I go to the doctor. I'm like, hey, man, I got the itch. All right, bend over.
No, you know what?
This will be quick.
I just saw the wrestler. What was it, Monday? That movie, The Wrestler.
The Mickey Rourke thing?
Yeah.
Was it as sad and pitiful as I suspected?
It was pretty damn good. Really? I mean, the character itself was pretty fucking
other than the
sad
fact that his face
pitiful.
Is mostly plastic right now.
Yeah, he's an ugly motherfucker.
It's weird.
He wasn't looking like a Decepticon, was he?
He was looking like a melting action figure.
Wow.
Right.
But, no, I bring it up because it's like one scene where it's like it shows him buying his steroids and shit, and the next scene is like he's like getting ready for like to go work out and shit. And it's like just out of nowhere, it's just a big ass on the screen. And he injects it in his ass. And I'm like, why? They could have like warned me.
That's what Jose Canseco's whole book was about.
They could have had him like stand up and go to reach for his pants, but no, it was just the ass on screen out of nowhere.
Fucking blitzkrieg of ass,
exactly
in your face.
Oh, Mickey Rourke.
Well, hey, good thing you didn't go to the IMAX because there's nothing worse than seeing giant, disgusting things. 20 feet higher.
That's too much. The IMAX is sweet though.
Oh, fucking phenomenal! I saw Life or the Ocean. Life documentary narrated by Johnny Depp. That shit was in 3D. I ate about a half an eighth, which was a perfect visual. And why it's like, I knew I was in over my head though when they take you into the ocean right through a school of like baby jellies, like jellyfish. And that shit looks like it's literally bouncing. They did it so it bounces off the camera and goes around the camera. But in 3D, that shit looks like it's hitting your glasses and going like this. And you can still see them in your peripheral to a certain point. So throw in the element of a little psychedelia and it's fucking dope.
What are we talking about? I was talking about sauteing mushrooms, you know, on a steak or
that's
something.
That's what I'm talking about. Pizza toppings.
You know, some fucking baked potatoes and
you get a call, it's like, what's up with them pizza toppings, man?
Medical marijuana is safe and effective. Our doctors can help. Now seeing patients across Michigan. www.thc-foundation.org.
Dude, I'm not sick anymore.
All right, man.
Whoa.
Look, Keanu shows up.
Whoa.
Oh. Knock it off, Keanu.
Hey, Keanu, what do you think about the Olin Ezra show?
Whoa.
Whoa, that sounds like a Reeves family reunion.
I'm glad I took the pill. Yeah, like, whoa.
A Keanu family reunion is like,
hey, how you doing, Uncle Jack?
Hey,
whoa.
What's going on?
Hey, where's the beer at? It's over.
Whoa.
Anybody want to smoke a joint?
Whoa, you got weed?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, Dylan, what do you think about Keanu Reeves?
Family reunion.
Whoa.
See? Wow.
I'd like to introduce my friend, Dave Beethoven. Whoa. Hey, Beethoven.
Wow. Wait, we got a little music coming up on the show. Our homeboy Matt from No Exit Entertainment is here, along with rapper and lyricist Chief. And we're going to listen to a couple of songs. And Chief's got a song with Sincerely Red on it, and we're going to be playing that on the show. Or we're going to be playing it on the show in a little bit.
And don't forget about his in-store.
Yeah, his in-store on the 17th at Rock of Ages in Garden City. That's at Middle Belt and Ford. And if you buy the CD at the 17th, you'll get into the show on the 21st. The doors open at 9:30 for free. Otherwise, it's $5 for 21 and up, $7 for 18 and up. And
it's free to give me a blowjob. Oh,
by it the is Olin free. Ezra show.
Women out there, Pat will not charge you to blow him.
Nope.
Need we say more? It's always a blowout.
Free,
when we
there'll
show
be
up.
Free shit there. You know?
Yeah, what? Better. I hear we're gonna just be bringing troughs of Better Made chips. So.
Oh boy,
we're gonna be bringing promoting. That shit, bitch.
Better Made.
Better Made. Made, son.
Because it's made better.
Kind of a twist on what you said a couple weeks ago. Most chips are bitch made, but ours are better made.
Most chips are bitch made.
Most chips are, man.
But Better
Take
Made.
Take it from a fat guy.
The Bullfrog.
Better Made, the Olin Ezra Show, Sincerely Red. Man, it's going to be a blast.
It's going to be jumping at the Bullfrog. So,
oh, my God.
Good times.
That reminded me of the WB. Is that network still around?
The water bong.
WB.
Oh, man.
That went too far. That was a gimmick that went too far. What big deal? It's Michigan J Frog. Right.
Michigan J. Like, didn't they have the WB, though, in, like, other states? Didn't they have the Frog in other states?
I don't think
states?
So. I thought that was just a Detroit, Metro Detroit thing. WB. Like, the CW, isn't that just like a Detroit thing?
What the hell does the CW stand for, anyway?
Can't watch.
Cockwarts.
Because it's just a bunch of bullshit.
Can't watch.
Cockwarts.
You know? It's a bunch of shit you don't want.
Speaking of, I got to get something looked at. But anyway, yeah. What were we talking about?
The WB. I always suspected WB was water bong. It's like, you know, it turned into like a slang on the street. Kids were going, hey, you want to come by and watch the WB? And everyone
the
knew.
The WB.
Packet full of green.
Anyway, the song's called For Me by Chief featuring Sincerely Chief. Red.
World premiere.
Exclusive.
Hold on. What if we do it like this?
And when it falls down, at the end of the night, I'm sure it has to be for me. It has to be for me.
I'm okay by myself. You see, I came in this game by myself. It's never been about the fame or the wealth. As the guitar gently weeps, I'm on the grind. That's the cousin asleep. I'm trying to climb up from 6 feet deep. They wanna bury me. Still, I'm ill without therapy, apparently. There's a whole lot of folks that really don't care for me. But I never slow my roll. I've only shown my soul. From the highest to the highs to the lowest of lows. It's been a lonely road on this path I chose. So here I stand alone in front of my fans at shows, pouring my heart out and just praying you're listening. I'm sort of a star now, well, right here in Michigan.
And when it falls down, at the end of the night, I'm sure it has to be for me. It has to be for me. And when it comes down to an endless fight, I'm sure it has to be for me. It has to be for me.
I give it all that I got. There's no time for hesitation. Got a lot on my mind. There's no time for vacation till the dotted is signed. You see, I'm running out of patience. But all your naysayers out here running around hating. Now just leave me be. Come on, see why you worried, dog. This has to be for me. I know you heard my songs. And where I'm at's only cause where I came. And I ain't changed. Seen the map staring out of this plane. I'm just saying that I pay my dues in full. I'm sincerely blessed until my last breath, like Sincerely Red. It's Mr. Chief, same old same. Really ain't nothing new. If you love me, I love you too. That's what I do.
And when it falls down, at the end of the night, I'm sure it has to be for me. It has to be for me. And when it comes down to an endless, but I'm sure it has to be for me. It has to be for me. And when it falls down at the end of the night, I'm sure it has to be for me. It has to be for me. And when it comes down to an endless fight, I'm sure it has to be for me. It has to be for me.
Yeah. Good stuff, fellas.
Is there?
There you go.
So I'll start it off.
Go right ahead.
I'll give you a yes. You're going to Hollywood.
There we go. He made it. Yeah.
And I like to say, I didn't. Where are we? That was a,
my Paula. Yeah, dog.
Paula.
Yeah, dog. You know, we're going to go ahead and give you the thumbs up, dog. You going to Hollywood, dog.
Yes.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to my dog. He's over there. Come here.
Come here, dog.
Literally.
Oh, man. So that's going to be on Red's new album?
Yeah, it's going to be a bonus track on that album. We put that together about 2 weeks ago. So it's going to be hot. Showed it to some people. Didn't give them a bootleg or anything like that because they wanted to buy the CD. But, you know, everybody liked it. They said it's a real good feel. Mm. They like Chief's voice, his delivery. And looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Hopefully sell some CDs just off of his name.
Hopefully I can sell some CDs off my name one of these days.
It's hard to sell anything off of anything these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, good beat, though. Like, definitely, man, again, look how many people, I get demos, like, all day, people constantly handing me shit, and it's like, that's more of the direction, I think, like, what you would consider, like, not just music, but hip-hop in general needs to be going more towards, you know, like...
Original?
Sure, man.
Yeah, there you go. That's, oh, man.
Like, the inclusion of a certain feel, sure.
And Red actually did the guitar on that track, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then we
And it sounds much better. It's, it has a more organic sound than, you know, the same old.
Right.
That we hear every day. It's just, oh, man. I can't take it anymore.
Wheezy F, baby.
What kind of?
I mean, I'm not hating, but man, why does Lil Wayne, man?
Oh, just, every goddamn thing!
Oh my god!
You cannot be mad though.
This motherfucker is like a roach; he just won't die.
It's growing. It's still growing.
He did say on the news, though, on the radio, that he's going to stop drinking that scissor.
He said that 2 years ago.
Well, he said it again, and I believe him this time. I think
that I just. I don't know. It's he sounds like he's in a horrible mood in all of his songs.
I saw a picture of him the other day with nothing on his face. Is that just ink that wipes off? Isn't that true?
Wow. What?
Maybe.
Fake ass gangster.
Need to be.
I don't know the whole story behind him, though. I know he had something to do with it.
Yeah, fuck that cat.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. Anyway, we got Chief in here right now.
Yeah, Chief is much better.
Let's focus on Chief.
I'd like to think so. I would hope so.
No, you don't have to hope, man. I mean,
I'm giving you my thumbs up.
There you go.
Hands down, better.
I'm going to Hollywood.
So, hey, man, what kind of stuff are you listening to right now? Are you into?
You know, really, I go to the bar basically every night, so whatever anybody's really jamming on the jukebox, and, you know... I get down with all sorts of music, but I basically ride to my own stuff because if I'm not, you know, working on something new, it will get stagnant to me. And once I put something else out, I tend not to listen to the project after I release it because I've heard it through all the stages and just go on to working on the next product, really, you know. Nice. And if anything, I listen to a lot of Detroit music, you know.
Keep it local.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Sincerely, you know? Right.
Yes, sincerely red.
Nice plug.
MySpace.com/sincerelyredmusic.
Are you going to do that song at his show?
Yeah, I plan on it. I got to learn it a little bit better, but we did it about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I'll get it down.
That'd be cool, man. We're hosting it.
I'll probably be the drunkest individual in the building.
Oh, shit.
We're gonna have to take your fucking money on that one.
Yeah.
You want to partake of our pharmacological soup?
Most definitely.
I have to bust out the little bottle. little bottle of good times.
Yep.
Yikes.
I don't know, man. That bottle, man, that thing is a killer, dude.
Yeah.
It almost got his ass a couple of weeks ago.
The
potential OD.
Yeah. That was a bad night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens from time to time, you know what I'm saying? So, you got any new albums coming out or anything?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a It's like I was telling you guys earlier, copyright issues. I can't copyright the name Chief, so we're gonna switch it over and do it as Mr. Chief. And the record's gonna be Mr. Chief. It'll be self-titled. So yeah, probably I'm hoping sooner than later, but we're thinking probably June.
You'll have to come back in June and let us know.
Yeah, man, push the record.
You guys gonna have to come host one of my shows too,
man. Just, yeah, all you have to do is ask, man.
Yeah, sure.
Where do it's you? A good time. What's like your gigging been like when you do play out? Like what area?
You know, I'd like to come down to the city, but the venues down here are kind of tough. So I stick to what I know and where my fans come to. So I do a lot of stuff still at the Bullfrog. We tend to pack it a little bit too much. So we moved over to the Token, which is, you know, a great place. Everybody there has always treated me well.
I haven't been to the Token in like years,
it's
man.
It's been years.
Is it still like a punk bar atmosphere, or do they like build a new stage and all that shit?
No, it's the same old Token, and they still got the slew of hair bands and punk bands and stuff that come through there.
But, I wanna rock!
Yeah.
That show's coming up on the 30th.
But they don't do!
I did my homework, and I was pretty impressed, man. I liked that last song you took, that Journey, and resampled it.
Yeah, that's a guy in New York. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A guy in New York did that, and he was like, he had it all sampled, and I made him rework the beat and put the, you know, born and raised in South Detroit. I get a lot of slack because people are like, you're not from Southwest. I'm still bigging up my city, you know, regardless.
Right. Let's not be too technical. Shit was hot.
You know, and it's great that people recognize me for that, but I have officially retired that song from performing live. Yeah. I'll get halfway through it and realize that I've done it 5 million times. And
Southwest side, not do it.
Yeah. Like South Redford side. That's where they have most
the
definitely.
Brightmoor, South Redford.
Yeah. Brightmoor.
And we shot that right there on Finkel and I think it was Dolphin. Yeah, right there in Brightmoor. So we shot the video there.
Right on, man.
Old stomping grounds.
Are you down with the clown?
No. I don't really like knocking nobody, but it's just not my cup of tea. But
right.
Oh yeah, a couple of our friends are doing real well working that circuit. You know, anybody that's got a following coming out of Michigan, amen to them. You know, a lot of these people think something's owed to them when ain't shit owed to them.
Oh,
so
man.
If you put makeup on your face and you can get, you know, thousands of people to buy your CD, then we can go have a drink when you don't have the makeup on.
Right. Don't wear that makeup. Oh man. I never understood. I don't know. That's not me. I would have never could be when I used to rap, paint my face, you know, to perform,
get
know?
Into character.
I don't know. I'm a character without the paint. Exactly. Why the hell do I need the paint?
Look, Kiss did it, goddammit.
Well, yeah.
I just watched
I'm not even defending him. I just
I just watched this quick. It was like one of those 10-minute documentaries on Slipknot and what they were doing backstage before as they get ready for shows and shit. It was funny to see him. Like they said, like as soon as we put these masks on, everything changes. They show them like they don't show their faces, but they show like the masks all being strapped on and shit. They all gather around, do this little chant, and fucking get crazy.
They all talk very proper without the masks.
Dude, that's
on.
What I mean. Yeah, it's like as soon as they're like,
"All right, guys, let's get ready to do the show."
Hey, guys. Okay.
I can't find my mask. Oh, here it is.
Shit.
Hold on a second. Yeah. Sound check. Mask. But yeah, I mean, it's the gimmick of that, you know, worked real well for some people.
Man, I'm still trying to figure out if someone has a great gimmick for me. Someone actually told me once to put on a headdress. I slapped them, so you know.
I don't
see where that comes
you
into.
You could chief fat bomb that,
right on stage. Hey, I could do that.
It's that image because everybody knows. Okay, that's him. That's him. That's him right there.
Right.
When I first met Chief, he was always wearing this hat, kind of like the one he's wearing right now.
The Castro hat.
And then one
hat.
Time I saw him in the bar, and I don't know if you remember. I was like, "Where's your hat?"
I know.
Probably not remember, but he didn't look the same because that's why you know, like
it's the
image, like Nelly with his little Band-Aid. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The status of my beard right now, when I put those hats on, it's not a day don't go by. Someone's like, "You look like Castro." Fucking Castro beard. I'm like, yeah, don't make me dictate to you.
I am the Irish Castro.
Where the Guinness at? Yeah, man. No shit.
Well, good time. So, hey, where can we get your shit at, man? Where's the easiest place?
I'm kind of... giving everything away now. So, you know,
hey, you got to do that at first, sure, man.
Definitely. We did it the whole way with pressing them up and selling them. You know, I always sell stuff at the record release parties, but after that, it's like, you know, I just want people to have it. I'll see little kids at the gas station, give it to them, you know, but we give it away online now, you know, digitally. You can hit me up through MySpace, and someone started actually a fan space for me, which was kind of weird. I felt very I guess you could say gay putting it on, you know, on my page. Like,
I thought you were gonna say humble, but you're like, no, man, that shit was gay, man.
Yeah, but fuck, you know, come down to it, and then they forward me over the messages people send to the fan space and shit like that. So yeah, definitely humbled now. At first, I felt kind of weird, you know, because I'm nobody. I'm still the local dude, and someone made me a fan space. So you know, whoever did that, thank you. And they're giving away my CDs on there for free.
Why did you decide on Chief as a title, as a moniker?
I got it when I was younger. You know, I guess, you know how, like, when you got the older guys, they're always like, all right, Tiger, just go grab me a beer, or, you know, or
go get Chief. Me a beer.
Chief. All right, sport. Yeah, you know.
Wow, so, we were talking about that before the show. I was like, man, do you think he's gonna get pissed if I'm like, hey, what's up, Chief? How you doing,
Chief? Chief, get out of here.
Hey, Chief.
No, like, I'm not your chief, Gaylord.
But yeah, that's how it got, you know. And
Gaylord, I liked
it. Yeah, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Like every president on the dollar bill looks like a Gaylord, or you know, on the money.
Exactly.
I mean. I know, man. They used to grow hemp fields and crap, but they just look so serious,
Lord,
and angry.
Cock and mouth.
Lord Panty Loafers.
Anyway, you know? This episode of the Olin Ezra Show is brought to us by Bitch Away.
See? This is all your fucking fault. Stop leaving your shit all over the place. Go get a job.
What the hell?
What?
Why is she... What is going on out there?
Wait, you talking about her being a bitch?
Yeah.
It's cool. Dude, check it out.
Wow. What's that?
Bitch Away, the super spray.
Bitch out who?
Spray that bitch, spray that bitch away.
Bitch away.
Spray that bitch away.
It's quick and easy. Just spot somebody that's bitching, spray it in their mouth, and watch the bitchiness instantly disappear.
Oh, baby, I love you. Everything's okay.
That is awesome. Where can I get this stuff?
Same place you can get peony caps and craptastic, my friend. Your local Flea VS.
Nice. I gotta get some of that. You got any more?
Nah, but for what? She's already been sprayed.
God damn it, I just spent 4 fucking hours under the trailer with the kerosene torch, and I just want to sit the fuck down!
Damn.
I need some of that for sure.
Where was that? Flea VS?
Flea VS. Available at Flea VS.
That's good.
We
need a prescription for that shit, or is it just over the counter?
Over the counter.
The props to Pat, man. He wrote it, and then Dylan works his magic.
Peony caps. Stops that. Like,
what aisle is that in?
Post semen drip. After sex. Shit, just bam. It's like a turban for your dickhead.
Are those next to like the tampons and
it's
stuff?
Like a baby condom.
Or near like condoms, yeah. Right,
it's like a baby condom.
Yeah. Right. It's just like a little, it looks like a little clown nose, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, you know, you got shirts and then you got like halter tops.
Cap it with a clown nose.
You got condoms and then you got peony caps.
Oh boy.
Oh, good times, man. Good.
It's like
good
pants
times.
To shorts, shirts to halters. Condoms to peony caps.
I just wanted to throw you guys off a little bit. Just be like, hey, here's this random thing. But yeah. So what's going on with the show, Matt?
21st. You know, it's going to be 18 and up. 21 and up is $5. 18 to 20 is $7. Like you said, if you buy it on February 17th at Rock of Ages in Garden City, you get it for free. And yes, Red will sign your CD, breasts, nipples, peony caps, whatever you bring, he will sign them.
I will be there to see that.
And
I didn't know there was going to be breast signing, so it's good.
Yeah.
We're going to be there too. So
I hope so.
There's 3 other bands on the show, plus Andrew Robinson. It's going to be a real good show. All the bands have a following, so it should be pretty packed.
We're going to pack that place, right?
Looking forward to it. Yep.
Good. Good. We're giving out Better Made chips, so.
Yes.
You guys doing any like free trials for that Bitch Away and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, we got bring that. Yeah, whip it up. Whip up a little vial.
Oh, she was a bitch for the show, too, that whole day just to do that one part.
My God, I know.
I think it made it easier for you to write that script was the issue.
Oh, man, dude.
A little bit.
Last week, I thought she was going to claw my eyes out. Just like, sit. You don't know what you're doing. Just give me the outline. It's over.
You know, it's but like, calm the fuck down.
Maybe we need that, though.
We buy it. The outline to the show. Sarah.
You know, she's...
What?
like she was complaining because she had like pubic hair in her mouth. I'm like, just use it to floss, you know.
When life
don't
gives
complain.
You lemons,
you know?
She's not even floss. Here to defend herself. Wow.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying all this shit
hey,
now.
P, there you go, pubic floss.
Look, plus I already told you I won't be here next week. Super Bowl, baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. What time does that come on?
Oh,
all day.
Fuck. Yeah, it really is, man, with all the shit.
It's an all day event.
So you're not leaving the couch until it's time to go to the Pantheon.
Exactly.
Usually, yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty much what it's going to be.
Cool. So I can just talk about how you're not at the show beer, because like, you're gorging yourself in front of the TV.
Yep, I'm wake up with a fucking beer on the couch and like fucking nachos off on the side. Like,
wow.
Some dried cheese stuck in his shirt.
He's got like, a yep. trail of food.
Sauce
down
and
shirt.
Shit just hanging.
Wow. Man, strippers love that.
Unbelievable.
You know? I'm gonna show up at the strip club like a fucking black Homer Simpson.
There we go. That's what we're talking about. Pat's gonna have some flyers. So if you're at the Pantheon Super Bowl Sunday, just look for the guy that looks like
a
the black Homer Simpson.
Simpson.
I'm even cut my hair to do that shit, too.
You're going to, like, shave, like, two little lines.
I'm going to have two lines and it's a comb over.
Be the dude going, doe.
Doe.
What up, doe?
Well, no, it's a strip club, so I'd be more like, ho!
Wow.
Put it on me, bitch.
How much is entry there? Like, $20?
No.
Well, 50 if you want the mouth. The club.
They charge by the orifice?
Damn.
It's insane.
Dad, I guess times are tight these days.
How much for an ear? I want to fill it with something.
What about the left nostril? Do they charge per nostril or is
that's
the nose
how you get an ear infection.
Oh, you'll find only the finest entertainment on the Olin Ezra Show, the Olin Ezra Show.
You know, you can listen to the sound of, like, the sea makes. I'll say this bitch, hey, what does my semen sound like? Splash. All right. I'm sorry I brought it to that level.
So, Chief of Bat have no idea what to do. They're just, like, laughing. Oh, man. Crazy good times, man. Thanks for coming out, by the way. We really appreciate it, gentlemen. It's always good to see that shit's going on.
Yeah, dude, I really like dug the rhymes, like the lyrical freeform styles and shit was cool.
Thanks, man. I mean,
your
it's good
words
to see,
were pretty.
It's good to see people actually doing something, you know, like you guys. Mm. Gives us an outlet, most definitely.
Right, man. That's the synergy between people you meet and the networking that's actually popping off towards a direction, you know,
yeah.
And not just fucking talking about it constantly or...
Yeah, you know, I was actually going to say, I don't know what the fuck it is, but Matt, you always find yourself near, like, the most talented people. You're like a white P. Diddy.
Do you have that?
Well, I was. White Daddy? I asked if I could go over his track, because he's going to perform one live, and I'm just going to be like, Can't stop. No. Mr. Chief, don't
go
stop.
Go get me some cheesecake.
Right. You got to brush the shoulder off.
Yeah. He'd just be over in the corner doing that the whole time.
So, yes.
You got to carry him out on a couch.
But no, Red, you know, I met him at, I actually booked him on one of his first shows. And this kid had so much talent. The actual story behind that show was, it was at the Industry Sleeping Party, the first one that we ever did. And the night before, he actually got into an accident and got a slight concussion. His doctor, he said he should stay home. And then he came on stage, told me about it, and he's like, but I'm still going to perform, blah, 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 blah. So I'm sorry if I don't, you know, don't sound too good. I don't know if he was just fucking with me, if he was on, you know, the pills that you guys are talking about or whatever, or if he actually got an accent. And then Chief, I met him a while ago.
Yeah.
He was doing his thing for a long time, and I always looked up to him. Always did.
You always been like kind of a solo idea?
You know, I did, I lived in a couple different states and did group things, and it always worked with people, but when I moved back here to Detroit in like 2004, my big brother, Dying Paradigm, he kind of showed me the ropes, you know what I'm saying? And ever since then, I like it, you know, he said, I looked up to them dudes and they kind of showed me the right way
to
go.
What's his name?
Paradigm.
Paradigm?
Yep.
You say your big brother?
It's like my big brother.
Oh, word,
you know
okay.
Yeah, he's a...
Freddie Beauregard,
most
man.
Definitely.
That's my dude, too.
Good people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he kind of, you know, took me under his wing and when a lot of people wouldn't and showed me how to make a little bit of money off of this. And, you know, since then I've been not eating well, but been able to, you know,
yeah, ramen, that, peanut that, butter,
get
and
a double
jelly.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, I can get a double cheeseburger, and I don't gotta taco. Wake up and
I'm ready
that, for nobody.
That motherfucker wound up. Besides the paradigm thing, he got a great gig.
Oh yeah,
fucking Kid Rock's DJ,
right?
Doing
yeah,
doing it fucking real large.
Yeah, he was telling me stories about seeing Lil Wayne on the syrup and all his people
on the syrup.
Oh yeah, I was jealous. He's like, that dude is probably one of the. He's like, we party like rock stars, you know, and they do.
Oh yeah,
but he's like, I ain't never seen nobody so blowed. You know, really? It was just all day long, Lil Wayne. Just,
see, yeah, I don't. Yeah. To me, I wish I could do that, but that shit's dangerous in public. I can't have my senses that fucking dulled around, like, you know, shady
anybody.
Scenarios.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, man. Exactly. Unfortunately, I used to love it, but now it's like, fuck. I like woke up too many times. Someone was like, oh, he just got knocked the fuck out. I was like, really? When did that happen?
he woke up and he was laying in the hall down there with all those other guys.
The mutant, the
mutant porno stars.
With my belt on the wrong hole.
Right? And a thank you note on your shirt.
I never put it on the second rung.
Yeah, I don't know if Matt told you what to expect out of us.
Oh, this is great.
All right.
I asked him on the way here. I go, can I swear? It's like, yeah, you can say whatever the fuck
yeah.
you want.
I was like that, yeah, first time too. I was like, what the fuck can you get away with here?
That's what I was worried about because Red just had an interview and I was like, this is not the only Israel show. This is a high school radio interview.
Oh, shit.
So don't even say anything about popping pills or huffing Windex or something like that.
what high school was it?
88.1.
It was 88.1
in Canton, Plymouth.
Okay, yeah.
Canton.
So.
Yeah, I fucked some of those. I mean, huh?
Yeah, I saw that on the Sincerely Red video blog, courtesy of MySpace.
Yep.
So.
And we got the video blog idea from Mr. Chief over here.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And
it's a way to do
it's working out right now.
Video see, blog.
Working real
you
well.
Guys hear about this Twitter shit?
Yeah.
Man.
I've checked it out. That's one of the things, you know, like Facebook is already like.
On the way out.
Gay. Yeah, it's the same thing, man. Yeah. It's like it happens. That shit's happening quick, and as soon as enough people pay attention, it's over. And so I imagine more will be popping up. You know, new forums
definitely.
And
I checked it out like 8 months ago, signed up for it. I was like, this is the worst shit ever.
Right.
And then it just blew up, and I'm like, damn, I forgot my password. You know, I had to start a new one, and it's definitely stalkerish, though.
Fuck yeah.
They're all stalkerish,
man.
I
with the MySpace, learned to turn off the icon that shows that you're on there.
Oh, really?
Like, when you're on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was getting fucking MySpace stalked. Did people see that light on and start sending messages? Want you to IM and shit. It's like, look.
How are you? What are you doing?
The worst is when people send me messages and I read them, and, you know, if I just don't get back to them or don't care to get back to them, and then they get the next message, I seen you read my message, motherfucker.
Status right.
I didn't know you could do that shit on there.
Oh. Oh,
yeah, no, on MySpace, you can see if somebody read it or not. So it's like, you read the message and didn't respond.
Like, what the fuck? You got to come up with a lie? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
I just had this guy ask me if I want to go to the gun range with him. I've never met this man in my life. He just hits me up. Hey, you want to go to the gun range?
It's hard.
That kind of sounds, it's hard.
It's hard up in the gun range, dog.
I will probably go just because I'll have the pistol with me.
Right.
But that's kind of strange just to meet somebody.
Just
at the gun
random
range?
Stranger. Hey,
yeah,
you
want
to come with me and shoot some random weapon?
Turns out the gun range is actually his basement.
Right.
Like a cellar. It's like, step into the gun range.
Yeah.
Well, you got to crawl through this.
Rub lotion on his body.
All right.
That's right.
Put the dog in a basket.
Fuck. Too many times.
MySpace.com/musicbychief.
Yep.
That's C-H-I-E-F. If you didn't know, now you know.
Hit it up, son.
Yeah, I've had my music or my name spelled Chafe.
Chafe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Do you got to break out the I before E rule?
A lot
exactly.
of people,
motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I before E, except after C.
What's your diction, doll?
Well, good times, man. MySpace.com/NoExitEntertainment. Find out more about Sincerely Red and some music on there and some shows at MySpace.com/SincerelyRedMusic. I don't want to forget MySpace.com/TheOlenEzraShow, Facebook.com/TheOlenEzraShow, www.TheOlenEzraShow.com.
Are they still listening?
I don't know. Hold on. I got one more. www.TheOlenEzraShow.com/blah blah blah. That's the forums. Make sure to vote on the stickers because voting on the stickers ends February 1st, and then somehow we have to scrounge up some money to pay for those sons of bitches.
Pow!
Is that the final pow?
I don't know.
No. It's not. It's and
pow.
That was the final one.
All right. Okay. No, wait. Give it one more, just for dramatic emphasis.
Pow.
Pow.
Was that like your Kirk pow?
How if Captain Kirk
did a pow?
Risk is our business. Pow.
So anyway, I'm Olin Ezra. I'm ridiculous. The man on my right is Magnanimous.
What up, sons?
Guy on my left is Big Baby Pete.
Sarah, you can come out from under the table now. You swallowed three loads.
And for Dylan in the front doing sound, this is our special guest, Mr. Chief and Matt from No Exit Entertainment. And we're going to take you out to Days I Can Remember, only on the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
How's it going, Internet land? Right here live on the Olin Ezra Show. It's your boy Chief, man. Detroit, stand up. This song's about remembering the good times, 'cause right now we ain't seen a lot of them. Produced by Ben Price. What up, Ben?
Those were the days
I remember.
Those were the days.
Back when I ain't ever worry in the world.
Days I remember. Those were the days.
Things done changed though.
Those were the days. Those were the days I remember.
Days I remember. And right now, feeling iller than flus. Every night's full of liquor and booze. Same song, different tune, and I can't find the words to my melody. I've gone broke buying the dreams they're selling me. Allegedly, I burn bridges, and it hurts when it's friends, but this business can turn men bitches. I can't help but look back before around this bend. I lost my faith, finally found it again. Guess I needed a minute and didn't take that break. But you ain't living unless you make mistakes. Got my eyes focused forward to the future, trying to save some change and make some sense out these shades of gray. I've been blessed by the Lord, and that amazing grace is starting to shed a little bit of light on my day to day. Guess it's safe to say that I had days better, but the good ones are the days we remember. Like
those were the days.
You know what I'm saying? Back when I had a dual cassette tape player, I had to switch over the tapes to do my ad-libs, wrap it into the left part of the headphone. Never thought I'd be doing this, right?
Those were the days I remember.
You see, money will never change the man, but it's getting hard trying to face the facts. I'm too old to be barely making rent, rocking dive bars, breaking a sweat when this game don't make any sense. So maybe I'm a little bit bitter, but in my brain I'm a little bit sicker, so we can beg to differ. I don't know why I'm even wasting my breath, probably the same reason why I'm shaking my head. Still not sure if I want what this life entails, but I love this music and I write things well. Always said if I could touch one person, then my job is done. And I ain't a rapper, just my father's son. And I heard I touched thousands of folks all over the globe, and probably thousands more I don't even know. Yo, you don't even know how my soul feels jaded. So it's time to take it back to the basement, 'cause those were the days.
Those were the days I remember.
You know what I'm saying? Breaking Dutchies down. Six cats in a circle, just spitting their heart out. Like I ain't paid my dues. Days I remember.
Those were the days I remember.
It took years to develop the style, months upon years with my head in the clouds. I like to say sorry to everyone I ever did wrong, and hope you accept it. If not, at least I said it. I got a feeling that the end is near. Hope it's been worth all the blood, sweat, tears, all the work, all the words I've shared, all the hurt I've bared. Shit, I hope I show not care. And dog, I promise I deserve every cent I've seen. And you ain't never had a friend like me. We came from boys to men without the bended knee. And you ain't gotta understand, but understand I'm me. You see, I can only scribble what's in my head. It ain't my fault we from a different thread. Or maybe we ain't. And when you listen, you can relate. Either way, let's take a minute to remember the days. Like those were the days.
Those were the days. Those were the days I remember.
I remember.
Those were the days.
Shout out to everybody in Detroit out here, man, trying to make a dollar. The Olin Ezra Show, your boy Chief, man. MySpace.com/musicbychief. Again, shout out to Ben Price, man, for the beat. Shit's banging.
Those were the days. 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 I remember.